Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请大家打开马太福音。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
We'll read from verse 28 through verse 30.
我们从二十八节读到三十节。
These are very familiar verses.
这是我们很熟悉的经文。
Matthew 11, 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Come unto me, all ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
This afternoon we would like to consider together on this matter of yoked with Christ.
今天下午我们一同来思想与主同负轭。
Now, when you hear the word yoke,
当你听到负轭，
what is your reaction?
你的反应是怎样？
Probably our first reaction will be, that's bad.
我们头一个反应就是说这不是好事。
We do not want to be under yoke.
我们不愿意来负轭。
We have experienced the heaviness and the impossibilities of under iron yoke.
当我们负轭的时候，我们就经历了沉重艰难。
But you know, the word yoke itself is neutral.
但这个轭这个字本身是一个中性的。
Yes, a yoke means a burden.
轭当然是有重担的意思。
A yoke means control.
这轭是受控制的。
And a yoke means service or servitude.
这一个轭也是服侍的意思。
It can be good or it can be bad.
这可以是有好的意思。当然也有不好的意思。
If we are under the yoke of sin and of death, now that's terrible.
当我们受着这个罪与死的轭的时候，当然是可怕的。
But if we are under the yoke of God, that's beautiful.
但是我们如果是在神的轭之下，那实在是好的。
The yoke that comes to us from the enemy is heavy.
那从仇敌来的轭是不好丑陋的。
But the yoke that comes from God is light and easy.
但是从神来的轭却是轻省的，是容易的。
If we are under the yoke of sin and death,
如果我们在罪与死的轭之下，
we are hopeless and helpless.
我们毫无指望，毫无帮助。
But if we are under the yoke of God,
但是如果我们在神的轭之下，
then the will of God in our lives can be fulfilled.
这样神的旨意在我们的生活的里面就能够成就。
So I hope that at the very outset, we are not prejudiced against this word yoke.
所以当我们一开始的时候，盼望我们对轭这个字不要有一个偏见。
You know, when God created man,
当神创造人的时候，
He created man free.
他是将人很自由的，造出来是自由的。
He gave man a free will.
他给人有一个自由的意愿。
In other words, man is free to make his choice.
也就是说，人有自由是做他的拣选。
And since God has given us a free will, He will not interfere with that.
因为神将自由的意志赐给人，所以他也不会去干涉。
He allows man to make his own choice.
他就让人去做他自己的拣选。
And this is what happened in the Garden of Eden.
这就是在伊甸园里面的事情。
You remember how God planted the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life in the midst of the garden.
你们记得在园中神指出有分别善恶树，也有生命树。
And we all know that God put these two trees before man, that man can make his own choice.
我们都知道，神将这两棵树放在人的眼前，叫人能够自由的做拣选。
And we find our forefather Adam and Eve how they made their choice.
我们知道我们的先祖亚当夏娃他们怎样做了他们的拣选。
Now of course, they were tempted by the enemy.
当然他们是被仇敌试探了。
But on the other hand, we find that they made the choice.
但是我们也看到他们做了他们的选择。
Now instead of choosing the tree of life, they chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他们没有拣选生命树的果子，他们却拣选了分别善恶树的果子。
Now why did they do it?
为什么他们这样做了？
I think probably one of the main reasons is that they want to be free to be themselves.
我想其中的一个原因就是他们要自由做他们要做的事。
Even though they were created by God.
虽然他们是被神所造的。
And yet, they wanted to be independent.
但是他们却要独立。
They did not want to be under any control.
他们不愿意在任何的管理辖制之下。
They did not want to be under any authority.
他们不愿意在任何的权柄之下。
Since they are free, they want to be free.
因为他们是自由的，所以他们就要拣选自由。
They want to be independent.
他们要独立。
They thought that by choosing that, then they will have a life without any yoke.
他们以为他们做了这样的一个选择，这样他们就可以过一个不负恶的生活。
Now to their surprise, that the resultwas just the opposite.
但对他们来讲很稀奇的，那个结果却是正好相反。
They want to be free, but they were bound.
他们要选，他们要自由，但是却受了辖制。
They were bound by the law of sin and of death.
他们就受了罪与死的这个辖制。
They were under iron yoke.
他们是在这一个铁轭之下。
They had no way to get out of it.
他们没有办法脱离。
Now, if they should choose the tree of life,
但是如果他们选择了这个生命树，
in one sense, it meant that they would live a life of dependence.
从一个方面来说，这样他们就要活出一个依靠的生活。
They realized that they themselves were not enough.
他们就领悟到他们靠着自己是不够的。
They needed to depend upon God.
他们需要依靠神。
They needed God's life.
他们需要神的生命。
In order to fulfill God's purpose for them.
这样才能够成就神在他们身上的旨意。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember this.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
God created man free.
神把人是 造出来是自由的。
He created man according to his image and after his likeness.
神是按照他的形象和样式造人的。
But man was free.
但人是自由的。
In other words, God gave man the freedom to choose.
也就是说，神给人有一个自由的意志去拣选。
Even though according to the purpose of God's creation.
就是按照神创造的旨意。
Now, the work of God's creation, He created man free.
神创造之功，他造人，是自由的。
But behind that work, there was God's purpose.
但是在这一个创造之功之后，后面是有神的一个旨意。
And God's purpose was to use man.
神的旨意是要用着人。
God's purpose was that man might serve his purpose.
要人能够来服侍他的旨意。
And if man should choose to serve God's purpose, he must be under God.
人要来服侍神的旨意，必须要服在神之下。
You know, as you read the Bible,
当你读圣经的时候
，Even though the Bible did not come out right away and say why did God create man，
虽然圣经不是即刻的就讲出来神为什么造人
，Even though God did not tell right away the reason for the creation of man，
虽然神没有马上就讲出来。神造人的那一个目的。
And we all know man is the masterpiece of God.
我们知道人实在是神的一个杰作。
Because only in creating man, God created him in his own image and after his own likeness.
因为唯有在造人的时候，神是按照他的形象和他的样式造出来的。
So there must be some reason behind it.
所以在这后面一定是有个原因的。
Because God wanted man to serve his purpose.
因为神是要人去服侍他的旨意。
God had an enemy.
神有一个仇敌。
The archangel rebelled against God.
天使长悖逆顶撞神。
Now it was quite easy for God to put that archangel away.
这对神来讲是很轻易的就把天使长把他赶开。
But if God should do it, there was no glory to God.
但是如果神就是这样的解决了这个天使长这样神不得荣耀。
For a big man to beat a little child, there was no glory there.
一个强壮的人打一个小孩子，这没有什么光荣的事。
For God Himself to deal with Satan right away, there was no glory to God.
对神来马上就对付这个天使长，对神来讲没有荣耀。
So God, for His glory's sake,
所以神为着他荣耀的缘故
，He created man a little lower than the angels.
他就造人比天使小一点。
He used David to beat Goliath.
他用大卫来击打哥利亚。
Now if you read Psalm 8,
当我们读到诗篇第八篇的时候
，You know there is a beautiful verse there.
在那里有一个很美的经节。
In Psalm 8 verse 2,
第诗篇第八篇第二节。
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou established praise because of thine adversaries to steal the enemy and the avenger.
你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
Now here you find God used a baby and sucklings.To establish praise.
在这里我们看到神用着婴孩和吃奶的来得到他的称赞。
Now for what reason?
是为了什么?
Because of his adversaries.
是为了他的仇敌的缘故。
To steal the enemy and the avenger.
是对来对付那个仇敌和报仇的。
So you find that behind the creation of man.
所以你发现在这个人的被造的后面。
God has a purpose to use man for his service.
神有一个目的是要用这人来服侍他。
And by that God will get glory.
透过这样神就得着荣耀。
And his enemy will be defeated.
这样仇敌就被打败了。
And for that reason, you find man have to put himself under God.
所以为着这个缘故人必须服在神之下。
Because outside of God, he couldn't do it.
因为在神之外他没有办法做得到。
And if a man will choose to be under the yoke of God,
如果人拣选了在神的轭之下,
then God's purpose will be fulfilled.
这样神的旨意就能够成就。
And God's glory will be manifested.
这样神的荣耀也得到彰显。
But unfortunately, our forefather did the opposite thing.
但很不幸的，我们的先祖做了一个反对的相对的事情。
He thought that by doing that, he will be completely free to do whatever he liked.
他认为他以为这样做了，他们就能够按照自己意思任所欲为。
Not knowing that he was deceived.
但却不知道他是受了欺骗。
He was put under the yoke of Satan.
这样他就把自己放在撒旦的轭下。
And there was no way for him to get out.
这是他是完全没有方法能够解脱。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
在我们相信主耶稣之前
after we were born,
当我们出生了之后
we were all born out of Adam,
我们都是从亚当而生的
so Adam, when he was created, he was free,
当亚当被造的时候他是自由的
but when we were born,We were not free.
但我们生出来的时候我们并不是自由的。
We were under the bondage of sin and of death.
我们是受着罪与死的辖制。
We were under the dominion of the enemy of God.
我们是在那一个神的仇敌的权势的底下。
We were children of wrath.
我们是愤怒之子。
There was no hope in us.
在我们的里面毫无指望。
In other words, we are those who labored and are heavy laden.
所以我们是就是那些劳苦担重担的一群人。
You know, during the wartime,
你知道在打仗的时候
during the Sino-Japanese War,
在中日战争的时候
I was in the interior China,
我在中国的内陆
and you know those provinces are Yunnan, Guizhou and Sichuan,
在云南、贵州、四川这几个省份的里面
and these provinces full of high mountains,
几个省都有很多的山高山
and when we travel we didn't have the cars like we had today
我们要行路的要出外的时候不像今天有汽车
because there was no gasoline
因为那时候没有汽油
and you find they just use charcoal
就是用的木炭
your charcoal to run the bus
用木炭来开这些公共汽车。
And this bus would climb the mountains.
这些车子还可以爬山。
And you sit there and very fearful.
你坐在上面就很怕。
But why you were traveling?
但是你为什么
要出外了。While you are traveling,
当你在这样旅行行走的时候,
you will notice some man.
你就留意到这些
people.
这些人
from Yunnan, they started from Yunnan to cross the mountain to Kuijiao and to Sichuan.
就从云南你就看到这些人经过贵州要到四川去。
And at their back there is a basket that's above their head.
他们的背上背着一个大篮子比他们的头还高。
And it was filled with salt bricks.
都是带着这个盐砖。
Because Yunnan has salt.
因为云南是出盐的。
But Sichuan didn't have salt.
四川没有盐。
So salt was a necessity.
那盐是一个必需品。
So how did they transport salt from one province to another?
他们怎样把盐从一个省份运到另外一个省份呢?
Carried on the back of people.
是在人的肩膀上这样抬过去的。
And people have to help them to put that bag on their back.
他们是需要有人帮助他们把这样的一个背包背在他们的背上。
And they have a stick in their hand.
他们手上拿着一个拐杖。
And they just walk crossing, passing the mountain.
他们就是这样步行的越过山岭。
When they were tired,
他们累了。
They had to rest.
他们需要休息。
But they couldn't take off that load.
他们不能够把这样的一个担子把它卸下来。
So what did they do?
他们怎样呢?
They put that stick under that basket.
他们就把那根棍子拐杖放在他们的背后。
And they stood there resting.
他们就站在那里靠着这个拐杖来休息一下。
When our bus passed by, I felt so pitiful about these people.
当我们所坐的公共汽车经过他们的时候，我实在很可怜这些人。
They are really heavy laden.
他们实在是劳苦担重担。
They were under heavy labor.
他们实在是一个重担之下。
And they just, their whole life was just doing this.
他们一生就是做这样的事。
There was no hope.
这是没有什么指望的。Now,
this cannot be compared with the heavy laden that all of us had before Christ delivered us.
这个跟我们在被基督拯救我们之前，我们所背的重担还完全不能够相比。But
thank God.
但感谢神。
Our Lord Jesus said, Come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
但是主向我们说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我可以叫你们得享安息。And
isn't it marvelous?
这实在是何等的奇妙！We
who are so heavy laden,
我们这些实在被担着重担的人，
our sins were above our heads.
我们的罪实在远超过我们的头。
And there was no rest.
对，完全没有安息。
But when we come to our Lord Jesus,
但是我们来到我们的主耶稣基督这里，
and we find the whole load rolled away,
我们就发现整个担子都卸下了。
I still can remember the day that my load was rolled away.
我还记得我那一天我的担子被卸下的时候。
Brothers and sisters, that was our experience.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的经历。
Now after we are delivered from that iron yoke,
当我们从我们自己的担子的里面得到释放，
our Lord Jesus breaks the iron yoke.
我们的主耶稣基督把我们这样重的一个铁的担子把它滚开了。
Now how do you feel?
你的感觉是怎样?
You feel free.
你就觉得很清醒了。
And you try to maintain your freedom.
你就要维持你的这一个自由。
You want to have your own life now.
你就要有你自己的生活了。
You think that that was the reason why our Lord set you free.
你认为这就是为什么主拯救你叫你得自由的原因。
He set me free that I may be free.
他叫我得自由我就自由了。
Brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姊妹,
think of the children of Israel.
我们来思想一下以色列人。
God sent Moses to Egypt.
神差遣摩西到埃及。
To set his people free.
叫他的百姓得自由。
And God told Moses to say to Pharaoh.
神告诉摩西, 去告诉法老,
Let my people go.
让我的百姓去。
Why?
为什么?
That they may serve me.
好, 叫他们能够服侍侍奉我。
They serve Pharaoh.
他们在那里服侍法老。
They were under the heavy yoke of Pharaoh.
他们是在法老的一个重担之下。
Not only they were doing all these hard labor,
不但他们在那里做这样的苦工,
but there was no hope for them.
但是, 而且对他们来讲是毫无指望。
Because all the baby boys had to be thrown into River Nile.
因为那些男孩子都要丢在尼罗河里。
And they cried to God.
他们就向神呼求。
God delivered them.
神就拯救他们。
They came out of Egypt.
他们就从埃及出来了。
They were free people.
他们成为一群自由的子民。
God brought them to Mount Sinai.
神把他们带到西乃山下。
And God said,
然后神说,
If you keep my covenant,
如果你遵守我的约,
If you keep my law,
你要遵守我的律例,
You will be my people.
你就属于我的子民,
And I will be your God.
我就做你的神,
And God supplied their every need in the wilderness.
神就在旷野的里面供应他们一切的需要。
God was leading them into the promised land.
神带领着他们要进入那应许之地。
But you know what happened.
但是你知道发生了怎样的事。
God set them free.
神叫他们得了自由。
And they misused their freedom.
他们却误用了他们的自由。
They really wanted to be free.
他们实在想要得自由。
Free from God.
从神那里得自由，要偏离神。
Free from the law of God.
要从神的律例之外逃开。
Free to murmur.
从那些埋怨的里面，从马门那里逃开。
Free from everything.
从一切的事物的里面都避开。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That was not God's reason for set them free.
但这不是神拯救他们得自由的那个原因。
And how often we find we did the same thing.
但很多时候我们做同样的事。
Now after we were freed by our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣拯救我们叫我们得自由之后。
Now how did you live from then on?
你从那个时刻开始你是怎样的生活?
Do you think that now you are free to live for yourself?
你想你就可以为着自己自由的生活吗?
Do you think that you can do anything that you want to?
你就可以按照你所想的意愿的来随意的生活吗?
You can live for yourself?
你能够为自己而活吗?
If we think that way,
如果我们是这样想,
we put ourselves once again under heavy yoke.
我们就再一次的把自己放在一个重担之下。
You see, when the children of Israel get out of Egypt,
你看以色列人他们离开了埃及,
but in the wilderness, Egypt was still in them.
他们在旷野的里面, 埃及仍然在他们的心中。
Whenever they met any problem, they thought of Egypt.
当他们一遇见一些的难处，他们就回想埃及。
And that's the same thing with God's people today.
但今天神的百姓也是这样。
And we want to have a free sailing through life.
我们愿意我们的一生都是很平顺的。
Whenever anything happened.Against our will, we murmured.
当有什么事情发生是我们不喜欢的我们就埋怨。
And we rebel.
我们就悖逆。
We wanted to have our own way.
我们要照着自己的方法去做。
We wanted to return to the world.
我们要回到世界里。
And we were under the bondage of the world and under the bondage of our flesh.
我们就在这个世界的辖制跟我们肉体的辖制之下。
Again, we find ourselves under heavy burden.
再一次的，我们发现我们实在是背着重担。
How can we get out of it?
我们怎样能够从这样的光景的里面解脱了？
And here you find our Lord Jesus called us.
这样我们就看见我们的主耶稣在呼召我们。
Take my yoke upon you.
要背我的轭。
And learn from me.
学我的样式。
For I'm meek and lowly in heart.
因为我心里柔和谦卑。
And you shall find rest to your souls.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Brothers and sisters, we need to realize one thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须认识到一件事情。
Our Lord Jesus delivered us out of the heavy yoke of the enemy.
我们的主耶稣将我们从仇敌的重担重的辖制之下拯救了我们。
Our Lord Jesus set us free.
我们的主耶稣叫我们得自由。
That we may choose him.
叫我们能够拣选他。
That we may choose to be under his yoke.
这样我们拣选要负他的轭。
Because this is the only true way to freedom.
因为这才是得自由的真正的方法。
Do not think that if you can have your own way,Then you are free.
你不要以为按照你自己的方法去做你就自由。
You will find if you do that, you are under the tyranny of yourself.
但你会发现你如果这样做你就是在你自己的这样恶劣的势力之下。
Martin Luther said one word.
马丁路德说一个字。
I'm not afraid of all the popes and the cardinals.
我不是在这些主教大主教的辖制之下。
I'm not afraid of them.
我并不惧怕他们。
But I'm afraid of one pope.
但是我惧怕一个教皇。
Myself.
就是我的自己。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
When we are under our own bondage,That is an iron yoke.
当我们在我们自己的辖制之下，这就是我们那一个铁的担子。
The Lord set us free.
神叫我们得自由。
That we may choose the right choice.
叫我们能够拣选那准确的拣选。
That we may choose to follow him.
叫我们选择去跟随他。
Now what is a yoke?
那一个轭是什么？
I wonder if young people know what a yoke is.
我不知道年轻人知不知道那个轭是什么。
Because you use tractor today to till the ground.
因为今天都是这些机械车子。
Now in the old days, when you try to till the ground,
但是当以前的日子当你要耕地的时候。
You put an animal, an ox, or a horse, a mule.
你是放动物是牛 或者是马,
and you put a wooden bar upon its neck.
你就放一个木条放在它的背上。
You know the neck is very important.
你知道我们的颈是很重要的。
When you rebel, you have a stiff neck.
当你悖逆的时候是个硬着颈项。
So you find you have to have a board upon your neck.
所以你就需要有一个东西在你的颈子上。
That you may be under control.
这样你才能够在一个管理之下。
And you will plow the land.
这样才在那个耕地。
You remember when that young man Saul was on the road to Damascus.
当年轻人扫罗他要去大马色的路上的时候。
He was going to Damascus to seize the Christians.
他到大马色要去捉拿基督徒。
But while he was near the city of Damascus,
当他接近大马色城的时候,
a light shone upon him.
一个大光照着他。
And he was smitten by that light to the ground.
他就被这大光击倒到地上。
And he heard a voice saying to him,
有一个声音向他说,
Saul, Saul,
扫罗, 扫罗,
why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我?
It is hard for you to kick against the goads.
用脚踢刺是难的。
You know, the horse or the mule or the ox has his own will.
你知道马驴或者牛他们有自己的意志。
So you find that even under yoke, they try to go their own way.
即使在一个恶之下他们还要走自己的路。
So whenever such thing happens,
所以每当这样的事情发生的时候,
the farmer has a sharp instrument called a goad.
所以这个农夫有一个很尖锐的东西，一个刺。
And he will gently use that goad to touch the leg of the animal.
他就用那个刺轻轻地点一下这个 动物的脚,
but the ox or the mule or the horse will kick back.
但是牛、驴或者马，他们就会踢回去。
And when it kicks back, it hurts.
当它踢回去的时候，就会痛。
Now the farmer does not want to hurt that animal.
这农夫并不是要伤害这动物。
Just to remind that animal, you have a master.
就是要提醒他你有一个主人。You
are doing my work.
你在做我的工。But
the animal doesn't understand.
当然动物它不懂。And
it gets hurt.
就觉得痛了。And
after many hurts, he learned the lesson.
痛了几次之后,他就学了功课。Now
that's exactly what we are.
这就是我们实在的光景。
Do you know that God created you for His work?
你知不知道神造你出来是为了他的工作?
Do you not know that He set you free that you may serve His purpose?
你知不知道他叫你得自由是为了叫你能够服侍他的旨意?
Do you know you have a master?
你知不知道你有一位主人?
You have His work to fulfill.
你要成就他的工作。
Now, oftentimes we don't even have that kind of mind.
很多时候我们并没有这样的一个思想。
We think we are free.
我们认为我们是自由的。
Free to do whatever we want.
自由了我们可以做我们要任意要做的事。
But remember, you are not created for that reason.
但是你要记得,你不是为着这个原因被造的。
And you are not saved for that reason.
你也不是因着这个原因蒙拯救的。
You are saved that you may really fulfill God's purpose of creating you.
你蒙拯救,乃是为着是要能够成就神 造你的那一个创造你出来的目的。
But he will not force you.
但是他不会强迫你。
Well, he will warn you, yes.
他会警告你，是的。
But he will not force you.
但他不会强迫你。
He wants you to voluntarily take his yoke upon you.
他要你甘心自愿的去负他的轭。
And this is what consecration really means.
这就是我们的奉献基本的意思。
You know why a believer must consecrate himself or herself to God?
为什么一位信徒要将自己奉献给神呢？
Now in the old days, when I was saved,
在过去当我蒙拯救的时候，
even the minister did not understand the word of God.
即使传道人对神的话也并不完全了解。
They thought consecration is just for a few people.
他们认为那个奉献只是为了少数的人。
Only those who want to be preachers, pastors, Bible women, then they need to consecrate their lives.
他们以为只有那些传道人、牧师、那些人弟兄姊妹才需要将自己奉献出来。
Ordinary believers, you don't need to do that.
一般的信徒就不必这样做。
And the result was only a few served God.
那个结果就是只有少数的人在那里服侍神。
And all the brothers and sisters could live their own lives.
所有其他的弟兄姊妹就照着自己的意思而活。
Now all you need to do maybe give your tithing.
你所需要做的或者就是做十一奉献。
And that's all you need.
这你只需要这样做。
那 is a wrong teaching.
这是一个错误的教导。
Every believer, everyone who is saved,
每一位信徒，每一位得救的人，
the Lord calls you, come and follow me.
主都呼召你说来跟随我。
You remember when our Lord was on earth.
你记得当我们的主在地上的时候，
How he called his disciples.
他怎样呼召他的门徒？
He said, deny yourself, take up your cross, come and follow me.
他说要舍己，背起你的十字架来跟随我。
And I will make you fishers of men.
我要叫你得人如得鱼一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord is calling us to take His yoke upon us.
主在呼召我们要将这个轭背起来。
A yoke is a burden.
这个轭是一个担子。
But His burden is light.
但是他的担子是轻省的。
His yoke is easy.
他的轭是容易的。
He calls us to be under His authority.
他呼召我们要服在他的权柄之下。
Put ourselves under His control.
把我们放在他的管理之下。
That is the only way He can use us.
这唯有这样他才能够使用我们。
To complete the purpose of God in our lives.
能够成就神在我们生活里生命里面的旨意。
And brothers and sisters, have you done that?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有做这样的事？
Are you constrained by the love of Christ?
你有没有因着基督的爱受了这样的约束？
That you no longer want to live for yourself.
你就不再为自己而活。
You want to live for Him and for His will.
你要为他以及为着他的旨意而活。
You are willing to put yourself on the altar.
你愿意把自己放在祭坛上。
Allowing him to make you a vessel of honor.
叫让他使你成为一个贵重的器皿。
And to serve his purpose.
来服侍他的旨意。
Now our Lord Jesus himself show us what is under yoke.
我们的主耶稣他自己就向我们表指明了怎样负轭。
You know he who was with God.
你知道他是与神同在的。
He was equal with God.
他是与神同等的。
And yet, he emptied himself.
但是他却倒空了他的自己。
He took upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
He took himself the fashion of a man.
他成了人的样子。
He came into this world.
他来到这个地上。
To demonstrate to us.
他向我们来表明。
The man of God's heart.
那一个一个神的那一个心。
The man that God really wants.
那一个神真正所要的那个人的样子。
So you find throughout his life, he put himself under the yoke of his father.
所以他一生的日子都在把自己放在神的这个轭之下。
And because of this,
也因着这个缘故,
God's purpose for the world was fulfilled.
神向着世人的那个旨意就得以成就。
And now our Lord Jesus says,
现在我们的主耶稣这样说,
Take my yoke upon you.
来负我的轭。
You know, brothers and sisters,
你知道弟兄姊妹们
Whenever we talk about this matter of denying yourself, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
当我们每一次讲到要舍己要背十字架要跟随主的时候
You find that it's too hard.
你就发现是很难的
Now how can I do it?
我怎么能够做得到
It's impossible.
是不可能的
And that's true.
是的。
So far as we ourselves are concerned,
从我们的角度来说
we do not want to be under yoke.
我们是不愿意在服在轭下。
We do not want to deny ourselves.
我们不愿意舍己。
We do not want to be under control.
我们不愿意受管理。
We do not want to be under any authority.
我们不愿意在任何权柄之下。
We do not want to serve anybody but ourselves.
我们不愿意服侍任何人除了自己之外。
It's impossible with man.
在人来讲是不可能的。
And yet you find the call is there.
但是你发现这个呼召在这里。
Now how can we respond to that?
我们怎样回应这个呼召?
Where do we have the power, the strength to do that?
我们怎样有这个能力有这个权柄能够做得到
Thank God.
感谢神。
We are not called to take up the yoke of God by ourselves.
我们蒙召不是要负起神的轭靠着我们的自己来负神的轭。
We are called to take up the yoke of Christ.
我们是蒙召要去负基督的轭。
And that is to be co-yoked with Christ.
也就是说是与基督一同负轭。
You know, in the old days,
你知道在过去的日子里
when a farmer wants to till the ground,
农夫要耕地的时候
he used more than one animal.
他是用了不止一只的动物。
He would maybe use two oxes.
或者用两只牛或者两只马。
Or two mules.
或者两只奴。
So that the work can be done quicker and better.
这样那一个工作能够更快更好的完成。
And what he usually did was,
通常是这样的。
He would yoke a trained ox with an untrained ox.
他会用着一只受过训练的牛跟一只没有受过训练的牛同时的来使用。
It's a double yoke.
是一个双的轭。
Now, why is it so?
为什么这样?
Because the trained ox has learned obedience.
因为受过训练的这只牛学了顺服。
So he will follow faithfully the guidance of the master.
他会忠心地跟随这个主人的这个指示。
But the untrained still has his own will.
这个没有受过训练的, 他还有自己的意识。
His will is not broken yet.
他的意念还没有受过训练。
So even under yoke, he wants to go his own way.
那个没有受过训练的, 他要照着自己的意识行。
But the trained ox is stronger.
但是那个受过训练的, 就更强壮。
And will pull him back.
把他拉回来。
And gradually, he learned the character of the trained ox.
这样慢慢的,他就学到了那一个, 受过训练的牛的他那一个性格。
And that is the way to fulfill God's eternal purpose in your life.
这就是能够成就神在你, 生命里面的旨意的那一个方式。
So the Lord does not only call us now, come and take up the yoke of God.
神不，我们的主不是就是这样呼召我们说来背起神的轭。
The Lord said, come and take up my yoke.
主是说来负我的轭。
Co-yoke with me.
与我一同负轭。
You are not trained yet.
你还没有受过训练。
But I am trained.
但是我已经训练好。
I'm meek and lowly in heart.
我柔和谦卑。Meek.
What is meekness?
柔和是什么?
You know, the Bible said Moses is the meekest of all men.
在圣经里面讲到摩西比众人都柔和。Now,
in our mind, Moses was very masculine.
在我们的意念的里面，摩西是很雄壮的。
Very powerful.
大有能力。
Very strong.
是很刚强的。
How can he meek?
但是他怎么是谦和呢?
But the Bible says he's the meekest of all men.
但是圣经说他比众人都谦和。
Why?
为什么?
Because Moses has complete surrender and obedience.
因为摩西是完全的降服，完全的顺服。
Moses was a person who obeyed God in tiny little things.
摩西在一些很微小的事上都完全的顺服神。
You know, he was a trained architect.
你知道他是一个很有经验的一个建筑师。
Because Egypt at that time was famous for the pyramids.
因为埃及在那个时候是很出名的建造金字塔。
And when God asked him to make a tent, my, that's too easy.
但是当神要他造一个帐幕的时候，这太容易了。
And yet God told him that he couldn't do any little change.
但是神告诉他不能做任何微小的变化。
Every little item he had to obey God.
每一件即使很小的物件他都要顺服神。
That really humbled him.
这实在叫他谦卑。
But he was faithful.
但是他是忠心。
He was the meekest of all men.
他比众人都谦和。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
that is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
How meek he was.
他是如何的谦和。
He said, I couldn't do anything by myself.
他说我靠着自己什么都不能做。
I couldn't even say anything.
我也不能够说什么。
To him is absolute obedience to his Father.
对他来说,他是完全的顺服父神。
That is a character that must be built up in our lives.
这就是那一个性格需要在我们的生命的里面被建立起来。 建造出来。
Before we can talk about service,
在我们讲到服事之前，
character has to be built.
我们的性格先要被建造。
Because God's emphasis is not just to do a work.
因为神所注重的不是只是做一些的工作。
God's emphasis is the right person to do the right work.
神所强调的乃是准确的人去做准确的工作。
So what is the meaning of under yoke?
所以那一个负轭真实的意思是什么？
The first and primary meaning is the training of character.
所以首先最重要的就是那一个性格的养成。
Naturally, we were not fit to serve God.
按照天然我来讲，我们是不能够服侍神的。
No matter how clever we are.
不管我们多么聪明。
No matter how capable we are.
不管我们多能干。
No matter how much charisma we have.
不管我们又是多么的吸引人。
We were not fit to do God's work.
我们是不可以做神的工作。
We cannot defeat the enemy.
我们也不能够击败仇敌。
Only the character of Christ defeat the enemy.
唯有基督的性格来击败了仇敌。
So it has to be built up in our lives.
所以需要在我们的生命的里面建造起来。
And the only way to have it built up is yoke with Christ.
唯一能够叫这个性格养成的就是与主一同负轭。
When we try to rebel, we look at Christ, He pulled us over.
当我们要悖逆的时候，我们仰望基督，他就把我们拉回来。
Meek and lowly in heart.
心里柔和谦卑。
Now, what is lowly?
谦卑是什么意思？
Lowly simply means He never thinks of himself.
谦卑就是从来不为自己着想。
It is not inferiority complex.
不是说有自卑感。
You know, inferiority complex is still self-consciousness.
你知道自卑感还是对自己很有意思的。
But he completely is not conscious of himself.
但是他是完全不为自己着想。
He is only conscious of his father.
他只是想思想着父。
That is lowly in heart.
这就是心里谦卑。
So dear brothers and sisters, thank God.
所以弟兄姊妹实在感谢神。
The way that we can really be used of God.
我们能够实在被神来使用。
Is to be yoked with Christ.
就是能够与基督一同负轭。
Put it another way.
换句话说，
It is deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow the Lord.
也就是舍己，背起我们的十字架，来跟随主。
And that will enable us to be characterized with the character of Christ.
这样我们就能够与基督的性格相似。
And when that character is built,
当这个性格建造起来，
then God's work will be done.
这样神的工作就能够成就。
Spiritual ministry is based on character, not on teaching.
属灵的这一个
知识，
属灵的知识是根据性格，而不是根据教导。
It is not the outward things that really will bring down the enemy.
不是那些外表的事情能够击败仇敌。
That will bring in the kingdom of God.
能够带进神的国度。
It is the character of Christ that will defeat the enemy and build up his kingdom, God's kingdom.
乃是基督的性格能够击败仇敌，然后把神的国度建立。
You remember in the letter to the Philippines.
你知道在腓立比书的里面。
The church in Philippines was a good church.
腓尼比的教会是一个好的教会。
And God was really using them.
神实在使用他们。
But unfortunately, there were two sisters there.
但是在那里面有两位姊妹。
They were leading sisters.
都是带领的姊妹们。
And they were used of God in the gospel.
他们是被神用在传福音的方面。
But in a way,There was a rivalry between these two sisters.
但是在这两位姊妹的中间，他们有一些的争辩。
And they try to be higher than the other.
他们愿他们每一位都要比另外一位更高。
Higher to have more influence with the sisters.
在姊妹中间来更有影响。
Now how can this problem be solved?
这样的问题怎么能够得到解决呢
？It is not a matter of knowledge. They knew it.
这不是这一个知识上的他们在做。
And you remember what Paul did?
你记得保罗怎么说
？He asked his yoke fellow to help them.
他们叫他们同父一轭来帮助他们。
Now we do not know who that yoke fellow Paul referred to.
不知道保罗所指的那一位你真实同父一轭的是谁。
But thank God there was a yoke fellow there.
但是在那里有一位真的同父轭的一位。
One who had learned Christ.
那一位已经学了基督。
And because he has learned Christ.
因着他学了基督
，He was able to help these two sisters.
这样他就能够帮助这两位姊妹。
Now that is real service.
这就是真实的服事。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，One thing I hope you remember.
一件事情我盼望你们都记得。
There is a yoke that every child of God.Must learn to take up.
确实有一个轭，每一位神的儿女都要学着来背负。
It will not be forced upon you.
不会被强迫在你的身上。
The Lord said, "Take my yoke upon me."
主是说来背负我的轭。
He asks us to take it on our initiative.
他是叫我们自愿的甘心的主动的来负这个轭。
Yes, he uses love to constrain us.
他用他的爱来激励我们。
But he wants you to take the initiative.
但是他要我们主动的来做这件事。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗
?To be yoked with Christ.
与基督一同负轭。
Are you willing to learn of him?
你愿意学他的样式吗
?Are you willing to fulfill God's purpose in your life?
你愿意成就神在你身上的旨意吗
?Are you willing to serve God in His way?
你愿意按照神的方法来服侍神吗
?And this is the real thing.
这才是那真实的事。
So may the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们众人。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, how we praise and thank Thee.
主，我们实在是要赞美感谢你。
Because your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为你的意念高过我们的意念。
And your ways are higher than our ways.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
We thought that we wanted to be free.
我们以为我们要得自由。
But we praise and thank thee.
我们感谢赞美你。
Thou knowest better.
你的道路是高过我们的。
And thou hast called us to take your yoke.
你呼召我们来负你的轭。
That we may be yoked together and learn of you.
这样我们能够一同负轭学你的样式。
O Lord, do teach us.
主啊，教导我们
，that we may all be usable in the hand of God.
我们能够在神的手中成为何用
？And it is all for your glory.
一切都是为着你的荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
阿们。